When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. He said, Do not lay your hand on the boy, or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Abraham trusted in God. The writer of Hebrews tells us, By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, Through Isaac shall your offspring be named. He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. Here the stories of Isaac and Jesus take different paths. Isaac was spared, his life was preserved. Jesus died as a ransom for sinners. The anguish of Abraham turned to joy. The anguish of our Heavenly Father caused darkness to cover the earth as his Son bore the pain of the cross. May our Lord open our hearts and minds to know of his love, a love so deep as to give his only begotten Son for our redemption. Amen.